Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder?
I want to invite Dr. Beatty of Revolver News to do a 1 hour or 2 hour podcast with me in studio in Austin as soon as we can fly him down here. And Joe Rogan's pet peeve is don't push guests on him. But I got a sneaking suspicion we could probably get him on Joe because Joe's really awake. And when he was over here at the studio, Tim Pool was really here. He stayed here the whole time. We didn't want to say that on air. He talked about the Capitol. He's really starting to get it. And Joe's really awake now. You know, before he would project his own niceness onto the establishment. Now they got a big problem on their hands. I mean, Joe's as smart as I am or smarter. He now is on the case. But Doc, in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left, I just want to say you're a real intellectual. You really know your history, a wide ranging spectrum of it, to be able to integrate it together. You're one of the only other people I know that has a deep grasp. And I'm not trying to like, oh, you're deep grasp like I have, but this is the operating system of this group that's using these historical Hegelian principles on people. And folks better get this, because you're right. Everything else is a side issue compared to the official policy of the U.S. government is people that question elections and lockdowns are terrorists. And I know people in the CIA, in the FBI, they've all gotten out because they say, no, we're training to take on the American people. I mean, I know a lot of folks, I'm going to leave it at that, and they're all just getting out, which, again, is a purge, naturally, where the good people get out, now the bad people are in. I mean, this is really a formula, I think, is what you're saying, and people need to know this is very methodical and very dangerous, and I think what you're saying is only grasping the full attack is what can empower us, and that Congress needs to get this understanding very quickly. So 3 minutes left, and give us your closing comments.
Yes, I think first of all, we can only hope to succeed on the basis of a sober understanding of what our situation actually is, what our government actually is, and what our country actually is in its current state. So it would be, you know, very pretty to just dismiss all of these and pretend like politics can go on as usual. But the real fact is, and I've said this in other occasions, is that politics as we know it will continue to be fake and performative until the national security state is brought to heel. You simply cannot have any organic, successful, real, effectual political movements if you have major swaths of our own national security apparatus doing infiltration operations and setting up and doing all sorts of things to tee off narratives with the assist of the apparatchik media to demonize half of the country for their political beliefs. So I think just being conscious of the role that the national security state plays, which is new to a lot of people, especially conservatives who are, I think, dispositionally deferential to the security state. That's one thing. I think the second thing, and what we can do is, as bad as the regime is and as overt as its abuses are, it still depends on our belief in its legitimacy. And so it's really important for us to understand how illegitimate the regime is, how evil it is, and how corrupt it is. And I think, again, this is a special task for conservatives who haven't really figured out in these present conditions, which are very different from what we've had before, how to be patriotic, but at the same time, don't give the corrupt and evil regime the legitimacy that it needs to engage to conduct its war on you politically. And that's a task that it's not an easy solution, but that's absolutely what conservatives, American patriots and dissidents of all stripes need to do. Stop giving the system the legitimacy that it needs in order to crush you.
Well, please come back on after Thanksgiving, and I definitely want to get you down here. I just know that Joe's way overbooked months and months out, but I know that he's going to probably want to get you on. And I just want this great truth to be understood, because once you understand the false flag, once you understand how so many corrupt regimes use this to take over, you understand everything. Revolver News, ladies and gentlemen, revolver.news, Dr. Darren J. Beatty. Doctor, great work, and have a great Thanksgiving, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. You too, Alex.
Thank you. So you want next year's news today? You're getting it right now. They're planting false flags next year, guaranteed. They're going to want to put me in prison. They're trying to frame us, and we just need your prayers. I mean, we're not backing down, and I'm not even intimidated. I'm where God put me, but we need your support, folks.
InfoWars, get prepared. Mega blowout sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like TurboForce 10-hour clean energy. A listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10 to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste. Similar to our previous coral fighting toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. Man, I tell you, part two of the General Flynn interview, I'm not going to say it's better, but it's as good as part one. But because we had other guests on with us, I was going to release it last week, and then I just got so busy, I'm like, hey, we never aired that. So it's still very timely, and we're going to be airing that coming up in the fourth hour today. And Owen Schroyer is going to be introducing it and co-hosting it coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be in the other studio. When you are hyping up something really, really important, It's extremely important to really get it right and to not turn into a carnival barker type situation. But at the same time, when you're exhausted and fighting hard, I'm just going to do it how I need to get it done. It's when you're exhausted, it's easier to sound like a carnival barker, because a carnival barker is exhausted. Their job is to sit there and tell you something over and over again and try to get you to come play the game or, you know, try to win the teddy bear. I'm not trying to sell you playing games and getting a teddy bear for your girlfriend or your kid. I'm trying to get you to come to Jesus, because we need people to wake up. This is a spiritual battle, and we need to understand how much trouble we're in. We need to take action. So don't you ever think, listeners, that I don't know sometimes I look and act like a damn train wreck. But it's because 7 days a week, some days I feel good, some days I feel exhausted, some days I feel down, some days I feel like I'm on top of the world, but I'm here hammering because I can't sit here knowing this evil's going down and not stand up to it. And one of my greatest frustrations, and I'm not just telling you about my personal life, I want you to understand this so you get this. And I think you already probably think like this. I just want you to know I think just like you. I get physically pissed off when I see average people getting screwed over by corrupt shysters. I don't like it. And because I have empathy. I know that's being done to me. My neighbor's house gets broken into, it's my next. But it's not even that I have to, like, think of that. It's empathy. Like, that could be me. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off when a white dude goes into church and shoots black people because he's a racist scumbag. And I get really pissed off the same way when a crazy racist black person goes and kills a bunch of innocent white people. But then I get more pissed because the media covers it up. And yeah, because it's white people being killed. And that makes me, at a very fundamental level, get even more angry. But that's what Klaus Schwab said. He goes, we're having an angrier world so we can take over. So here's what I'm trying to get at. In February, that big blue northern was coming down, that Arctic hammer, that super chill, that northern blast, I forget the technical term for it, and Polar Vortex. Thank you. People think folks are in my ear telling me this all the time, but the crew does occasionally pop in and help me. Polar Vortex. Thank you. And so the Texas Weather Bureau and the U.S. Weather Bureau, NOAA, 6 days before it hit, said, we got an estimate of the computer models in 6 days. That's going to hit the Midwest and Texas, and it's going to cause massive power outages because people are going to try to heat their homes, and we don't even have enough power right now with the federal rules on what we're allowed to do. And so 4 days before, Texas sends an emergency letter to the EPA and to the Department of Energy and said, please let us up the power on these coal power plants. They're the only plants where we've got boxcars full of coal, and if you allow us to fire them back up to full capacity, we'll have enough power. And the Fed said, no. And on that Valentine's Day at midnight, the power went out over most of the state, and then I was out of power at my house for 2 weeks. My parents were only out a few days. I went over to their house and showered, but the point was, we were on backup generators in here in the dark. You saw it. If you had power. Hundreds of people died. And it turned out that ERCOT, the same as Enron, stole $20-something billion, but they know we don't have a memory, so who cares, by charging up to $4 billion extra a day by not letting Texas generate its own power, but buying it from Mexico and other areas that had coal power plants. And I showed you the letter on air from my studio with, like, limited power, barely on air. I showed you the letter from the state saying, let us up the power, and the Fed saying no. And they had fact checkers come out and say that I was a liar and that nobody cut our power. I've got the damn document. And then you see Psaki and all the rest of them going a month ago, well, gas prices are going up, it's good. I mean, you'll use less. It's for the earth. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm sat up there and said just a few weeks ago, well, yeah, we're in a transition. You're not going to have power for a while. They're not building the transition. It doesn't exist. They're like, let's just charge people double, triple for the power and give them power half the time. You're going on the Venezuela model. Let me tell you why I got pissed. I didn't just get pissed that I was here in the dark or that I was washing my ass in my swimming pool. It was that this is just the beginning, and I told you months before, get ready, they're going to turn the power off because they follow an exact formula. The power never goes off to them. You know, in Tarrytown and the elite areas of Austin, they have grids where they never don't have power. The super rich government districts of the country, they never have run out of power. Just like Ceausescu's Romania. These people act the same over and over again, no matter what color they are or where they're at. It's tyranny. And so we had the documents, and I showed them on air, where the Texas asked to up power, and we're told no. And it wasn't until the power went off a day later, they said, now you're allowed to do emergency power. People go, why didn't Texas just ignore them? Well, we're under federal regulations, and Governor Abbott got awards from them for signing us on to this years ago, and the state's not bucking it. You know, the cities say, we'll let illegal aliens and murderers be here. We're going to ignore federal law. When it comes to turning our power off, oh, we've all got to follow the law to have our power turned off. You know why? They'll put the engineers that give the orders and the power plants to up power in jail for 10 years. Look it up. 10 years for not following the federal order one time. And so people said, screw it. Power goes off. I'm not going to prison for 10 years. You understand the people at those places have the boxcars, have the fuel, have the power, ready to. You're not getting it. Because a bunch of horrible scum want to sit there and starve you out and control you because they're globalists, because they're at war with America. Yeah, there's down the street from the office, a line down the street of people trying to get into Wendy's to eat a hamburger after the power had been off for a week. This is training you to live like a slave. Here's this monster who says she doesn't even know how many barrels of oil we use. She doesn't care. She needs to wear glasses and, you know, touch herself and act, oh, I'm a woman. Oh, is it cool? A woman runs the agency. Oh, we're cutting your power off. Oh, it's because if a man was cutting it off, people would instinctively like, that's an evil man, cut my power off. But it's mommy. Oh, look, I have lipstick on. You don't get any power. You don't get any power. And my frustration was we had the document and it never even got out there other than the fact check. I mean, even my fellow Texans don't know it's coming again, and it's deliberate, and they got effed over. So because we won't wake up and have basic instincts, we're slaves. Here's this monster pig admitting this is a transition. They're doing it on purpose. Here is your enemy.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
There's various figures about this. I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be over 30 million, but they got better engines. This woman is insane. She's the energy secretary and doesn't know the most basic fact. Be like being Santa Claus and not know what Christmas is. We'll be right back. Stay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bigger generators now to run the whole InfoWars operation for weeks without power for the days. And I've just now sold my house, so I'm getting dug in the countryside with my shotgun, my rifle, my four-wheel drive, my trailer, and my root cellar. And I look at the average yuppie, the average trendy, having no idea what's about to hit them. As the globalists devalue the dollar and destroy the border, and sell our nation out as fast as they can. Look at these headlines. Dozens of ships stuck in Arctic ice freezes early, contradicting global warming claims. Yeah, the Arctic's bigger than it's ever been since they started having satellites. So is the Antarctic. Oh, but London Guardian, climate crisis pushes albatross divorce rates higher. No, it's the chemicals in the actual study show that's causing this, but it doesn't matter. Hillary, the horrible child molesting demon. Oh, yeah, she gets in on it. I mean, I've known that. I've been exposing Hillary and her first job, because, you know, the Chicago Mafia is based in Hot Springs. In fact, people that haven't been to Hot Springs or don't know about Arkansas don't know that the Mafia used that from New York, New Jersey, everywhere, as their headquarters until Vegas got really going. But it was a mafia headquarters till the 80s. And Hillary's first job was a defense lawyer for child molesters. And not just child molesters, brutal child kidnappers. Rich, powerful men that like to rape and kill children. She famously brags about it and laughs how, you know, she'd know they kidnap a 10-year-old girl off her front porch and take her and rape her for a couple days until her guts fell out. She never could have babies again. And then how she'd get them off and how funny it was. And I mean, I can play the clip. Would you like me to play the clip? But see, that's who she is. She knew to go right to the bottom first with her daddy that was the deputy head of the mafia under Mayor Daley in Chicago. Imagine you're a daddy and you send your daughter to go work for the Mafia headquarters in Little Rock and Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hot Springs, really the main center. And here's a photo coming out in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Here she is with Bill Clinton getting on the Lolita Express, which they flew on hundreds of times, on the logs 26 times, something the media tried to cover up. Remember the ABC News reporter off air says, yeah, we've been ordered to cover all this up, and she laughs about it. It's funny. She goes, man, I wish I could run it and I'd be really big. She doesn't care about saving kids. She cares about attention. Hey, dumbass, they try to kill you when you expose it. You don't do it for fame. You do it for the children, you dumb wench. So Hillary went on Mr. Maddow's show. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And everything she says is an inversion. Everything she says, oh, my gosh, there's all this fake disinfo and hackers. We've got to go after them. We've got to shut them down. Same thing they had at Pfizer, and all of them are saying, arrest people that question them. Arrest people that don't go along. That's your answer. The PTA, make them terrorists. The moms at the school boards, Alex Jones, just have the FBI get us all. Hey, FBI, why the hell do you want the job working for these people? That's a ship that's sinking. And I'm the torpedo. You're not going to scare people by destroying me. You're going to encourage them. You're going to inspire them. And if that's what God wants, that's what's going to happen. But I'm not signed on with Jeffrey Epstein and the giant government-level run sex rings they use to blackmail the intelligentsia and take control. That system's going down. And I wish everybody liberal, conservative, old, young, black, white, doesn't matter, would join me in saying this corrupt ruling establishment needs to go away. We need to find God again and have a revival. And stop lying and stop being evil. Here's Hillary. Hit the emergency button. Hit the emergency button. Here it is.
Anne Applebaum essentially says, if the 20th century was the story of slow, uneven progress toward liberal democracy, the 21st century so far is the story of the reverse. She says, you know, not only are what's going on in the United States is a reversal away from democracy, but we should see it as part of a global problem. She identifies in particular that the authoritarian strongman regimes around the world are all helping each other, including, you know, personally supporting other corrupt leaders in their corruption and helping them evade sanctions and stuff. And it does feel both global and very hard to fight. It feels almost inexorable. And speaking with Anne Applebaum about that, I found myself sort of in a dark place for a few days. And I wanted to put that to you to find out whether you see that through a lens darkly as well, or whether you're feeling more optimistic about strategy against it.
Well, Rachel, I am very worried, concerned. I spent a lot of time thinking about exactly what Anne Applebaum and you and others are worried about and trying to point out, because I do think that we are facing a crisis of democracy, a crisis of legitimacy, a crisis that really goes to the heart of what the future of our country and many others around the world will be. So I spend my time trying to figure out what we can do about it. And I am not ever going to give up because there's just too much at stake. But first and foremost, we have to make sure more people besides people like you, me, Anne Applebaum and others who share our concerns see what we see. Because I think that the role of disinformation, the way that propaganda has been really weaponized, and the increasing ability to manipulate people through algorithms and other forms of artificial intelligence will only make this harder to combat. Mm. So
combat, and that's enough. So the full clip's on Infowars.com. It's on YouTube. It's titled Hillary Clinton, We Have Got to End Impunity for People Who Undermine American Laws. Oh, you mean how you harass me and all that? Because I'm fighting you, the tyrants that have all the big tech and all the systems and the slave colonies in China and everything you're doing. And you point at us and go, look, there's the big, powerful, because there's some men. What, in Eastern Europe that don't want to go bankrupt and see their kids starve? Oh, there's some men in South America, aren't, like Bolsonaro. Oh, there's a few men like me. There's a few men that actually stand up to you monsters. Yes, they're worried about the few men because they're the evil men with these women as their front people who are enslaving and hurting everybody and building an anti-human world. And so, yeah, they're pissed. They don't have Russia under their full control. They don't have Romania and Hungary in place under their full control. They don't have Brazil under their full control. And this is just the beginning. You monstrous, child-molesting, devil-worshipping sack of filth. Your expiration date is gone. And it is my distinct pleasure to be here and to politically be the signpost that points out that your political funeral pyre burned out a long time ago. You aren't dying. You are politically already dead. And I wish no harm upon Hillary Clinton. I want her to slowly rot in front of everybody's eyes as that portrait of Dorian Gray, so everybody can see it for themselves. Now, listen. Owen Schroyer's taken over. The big new General Flynn, part two of the interview, just went live at Bandot Video. Share it. Wake people up. It's a blueprint for victory. Bandot Video. He's going to air it next hour. But Owen's about to take over from the other studio. He's got a ton of news. And have a great Thanksgiving, and God bless you all. And let me add this last point. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock. Boost your immune system now for yourself, for your family, for children, old folks, everybody, especially folks with brown skin. Don't get as much vitamin D3. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the Black Friday sales of free shipping and more that ends when this month ends. Biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash, and it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be sitting in here for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show. Got a couple segments here. I'm going to get into some late breaking news right now. And then we're going to be debuting here on the Alex Jones Show a roundtable with General Flynn, Patrick Byrne, Alex Jones, and others that is just such key information. And you have these
these powerhouse individuals fighting against tyranny that have a military background, a media background, a business background. And so they see all the angles. They see all the aspects. They see how the New World Order is being laid out, attacking the individual rights, and attacking the country and everything that it stands for. That's put us in such a position to be so prosperous here in the United States of America, for the individual to be so prosperous here in the United States of America for so long. It's the New World Order. It's the Great Reset. It's COVID. It's climate change. It's all an attack against you. And so to have a bunch of great men and women waking up to it, standing up to that, putting themselves in the line of the fire. And that's why you see the subpoenas. That's why you see the persecution. That's why you see everything that's going down. Because, look, the global elite have an agenda. And for them, failure is not an option. They want to conquer the planet. They want to monopolize all the operating systems and infrastructure into the New World Order. They want to turn planet Earth into a farm, essentially, that they control, controlling all human movement, controlling all carbon, life cycles, everything. And they have to have full 100% compliance to complete this satanic, demonic agenda. So that's why they're going after the individuals that are standing on the front lines against it, including many of us here at InfoWars. So that's going to be coming up in about 30 minutes. And I just got to tell you this as well, before I start to get into some of this news, and maybe we'll just even open up the phone lines, because I'm going to be with you here, not just on the remainder of the Alex Jones Show, but then carrying through to the war room as well. And we'll be taking phone calls. But there is some breaking news I want to get into here. And I just got to say, though, you know, Alex is working harder than ever. I'm working harder than ever. The crew is working harder than ever. And we really do look at that as just paying it forward for your support. You support us. You keep us on air. You pray for us. You shop at InfoWarsStore.com. You make the donations on our legal fund, defense fund, crowdfunding sources. And so we pay it forward by working even harder, putting out new content. And so I will just tell you, and you're starting to see some of the plans that we had for the future, the near future now, starting to manifest, starting to bear its fruits. And, of course, you know, all the best plans of mice and men go astray. You know, we had an idea, hey, we're going to do these great projects. We're going to launch them in December and January. And then, boom, we get hit with more lawsuits. Boom, we get hit with subpoenas. Boom, we get hit with more censorship. And so we're having all of these little side skirmishes and side fights and side battles as we're marching forward to expand in the info war, as we're marching forward to keep this operation alive. And that's all of us. That's me. That's Alex. That's this great crew. That's you in the audience. We're all in this together. We're all in the crosshairs of the New World Order takeover. We just are standing at the front lines of it. But that bullet will rip through us and go through everybody behind us as well. There's the great crew right there. Everybody here wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. And we will be having a happy Thanksgiving here as well. And so we're glad that you'll spend this Wednesday with us. We're glad for all the time you've spent with us over the years. So remember, though, shop at InfoWarsStore.com over the holiday weekend. Get your emergency food supplies if you haven't done that yet. I know that we're girding ourselves for more future attacks, power grid shutdowns, food shortages. We're preparing for all that. So, yes, we suggest you do it as well. Get the water filters. Get the life straw so you can have a straw. If anything really goes to crap, you can just have this life straw. At least you can know you can have a clean water source with the life straw. The emergency food supplies, the emergency gear, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me just do this, too, so I can even have a better idea of what we're going to do here for the next 5.5 hours. Guys, how long is the roundtable discussion with Alex and with Patrick Byrne and General Flynn and everybody? Do we have an exact time on that? Because so we should have time then to maybe take some phone calls before we go to that exclusively, correct? See, everybody thinks there's like some grand master plan of InfoWars and we're working and scheming behind the scenes. No, folks, this is all live, never scripted, never telepromptered, just flying from the seat of our pants. I mean, I've literally been actually shooting promos and ad reads and all kinds of stuff since 10 a.m. this morning. I just got back in studio from doing all that, just out in the scenes, out in the field. I just got back in studio like 20 minutes ago. So you know, I'm trying to absorb this and get this prepared as well. So let me just do this as kind of just to have prepared. And I'll at least be able to take calls in the next segment. And if you want to hold, we can take them in the war room too. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Not even mentioning that this isn't even my normal studio, so I'm not even used to how this studio runs. I don't have my normal board in front of me. I don't have the other elements and the things that I'm used to. So, but that's all good, folks. We'll play in the rain. We'll play in the snow. We'll play in the hail. We'll play in a hurricane. We'll play while we're under attack. That's just what we do here at InfoWars, and that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com, keeping us on air, is so important. So we'll definitely take some calls next segment, maybe another segment after that. Then we're going to go to the roundtable discussion. I'll be coming in and out of it, then hosting the war room, where I'll be taking a lot of calls as well. But maybe I'll wait to get into that when the war room comes up here, because I've got three big stories, really. And there's about six or seven stories I'm going to get into, but there's really three big stories that I really want to highlight today. And two of them are kind of a two-in-one package, comparing and contrasting in a short window of time the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and media coverage versus the Ahmaud Arbery verdict and media coverage. There is a big story here that you already probably know or assume, but that we can now lay out and flesh out as both of these cases have been closed, looking at how the media covers it and looking at how the verdict is reached and then looking at the public's response. There's a big story there, and it leads up to the larger story, which is this headline in the Washington Times, which has been rewritten and remade probably dozens of times now. George Soros-backed district attorneys are ruining America. Justice in this country is under serious threat right now. And it's not just the threat of left-wing ideologues that want to take justice into their own hands because they're just Democrat Party activists on a bench that want to take justice into their own hands. And they have preconceived notions and they have biases that they take right to the bench with them. These are the people Soros is trying to get into power. But there's also the fact that they are just buying justices. Soros is just buying benches and judgeships with all the funding that he's doing, the fundraising that he's doing. And so you have to understand, when judges in this country are bought and paid for by people like George Soros or enter the bench with their Democrat Party activism fueling them to take justice into their own hands, thinking they're the social justice warrior heroes, using their bias, acting like it's a good thing, that is a serious problem for America that a lot of people aren't talking about it. But we'll talk about it right here at InfoWars when we come back from this break.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Sitting in. I'm going to do two segments of calls, and then we're going to play the roundtable discussion with Mike Flynn and Patrick Byrne, Alex Jones, and others. Going to debut it here on the Alex Jones Show. But I found this sarcastic comment from Gigi Lavangi pretty on point before I go to your phone calls here. The silent outpouring of support from Hollywood for the victims of the Christmas Parade massacre is heartwarming. Of course, there has been no outpouring of support. Nothing at all. Complete silence. But, oh, when a career criminal who's held a pregnant woman at gunpoint, overdosed on drugs, resists arrest, and then dies in the complications, every athlete and their mama has to comment and tell you how great of a hero George Floyd is when he was anything but. Doesn't mean his death was justified that day. It was still sad, and it was a bad day for America, obviously. But, oh, when a radical, bigoted leftist, it's now confirmed now he was an anti-white bigot. We have all the information, and I'm gonna cover all this coming up on the War Room. I'm going to take some calls now. But think about that. Nothing from Hollywood, nothing from professional athletes, nothing from the media that covers them. Zero zilch nada on the Christmas Parade massacre that injured 50 people at least, killed 6 people that we know of, and just nothing. Just absolutely nothing. But, oh, everyone's going to comment on how bad Kyle Rittenhouse is. Everyone's going to comment about George Floyd. But then when you have a radical, bigoted, leftist terrorist that murders six people so far, injured 50 others, complete silence from all those same voices that were quick to rush to judgment of Kyle Rittenhouse or of the George Floyd situation. So, wow, just so much heartwarming support from Hollywood and our professional athletes about the Christmas parade massacre. You guys are just such great role models. You really care about the truth in America so much. No, you're dirtbag, communist scum that falls for the same mainstream media propaganda that you would probably prop yourself up against, claiming you're anti-establishment, when you do the bidding of the very establishment you claim to fight. But let's go to some phone calls here. And we've got, let's see what we want to do here. Let's go to Jack, who is in Wisconsin, as we talk about this case. Jack in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Breuer, I was wondering if I could use your platform and maybe you could help or your crew could help. I was looking at the pictures yesterday of when Mr. Brooks was in court for his initial appearance, and on his shoulder he has a tattoo that says, in one picture it looks like BSE, Bravo Sierra Echo, and then in another it looks like BSB, Bravo Sierra Bravo. And I looked on the FBI gang registry list for tattoos, and there is, you know, black supremacist, extremist, and brotherhood used before. But, you know, I really wanted to see if maybe you could or your staff could find out about that, because I think that would be further evidence towards it being a hate crime if he had a giant tattoo for, you know, it would be considered like a swastika on your chest.
Well, let's just put it this way, because I don't have these images or this information in front of me, but I have enough information in front of me. Where they'll come out, if it's Kyle Rittenhouse or something else, and they'll immediately say, oh, white supremacist, white racist, with no evidence, no proof, nothing, just jumping to conclusions, when we have all kinds of anecdotal evidence that the Christmas parade massacre was motivated by left-wing radicals on mainstream media and in the Democrat Party, and that he was indeed an anti-white bigot. We saw it in his social media posts. We saw it in his rap songs. I mean, even the Daily Mail is covering it. It's just so obvious. Waukesha suspect shared social media posts promoting violence towards white people. Two old white people, knock them the F out. And so there's all this other stuff. So I'm not sure about the tattoos that you're speaking about. I haven't seen them. Maybe there is something there. It would just be, you know, adding on to the pile of evidence that this was a radical left-wing terrorist whose hatred was fueled by the left-wing politics of mainstream media and the Democrat Party. And so, and I'm going to get more to this on the War Room, but I've got all the stories here, and I did the compare and contrast, and there's all these headlines talking about the Ahmaud Arbery murder, where there was a decision made today that all three of them were found guilty of murder. And all these headlines are white men, white men, white men, white men, white men, white men, white men. But you look at all the stories from Daryl Brooks, and nobody wants to mention that he's black. Nobody mentioned he was a black terrorist. Nobody mentions he was a black man. So when it's whitey, make sure everybody knows that the bad guy's white and make sure people think it's white supremacy. But oh, when it's the black guy that actually talks about how he's a black supremacist, that actually talks about how racist he is towards white people, then they don't want to mention that he's a black man. Now, a criminal is a criminal. A bad guy is a bad guy, no matter what color his skin is. That should be how we approach all of this stuff. And I feel dirty even getting into the racial aspects of this because it's so antithetical to what I want to do here. But that's just the case. The media protects black terrorists, and the media treats white people like every single one of them is a terrorist. So as far as the tattoos you're talking about, I can't really comment. I haven't really seen them. But it's pretty clear now, more than ever, based on the media coverage of these two incidents, Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery, the media is racist. It's blatantly racist against white people. And for whatever reason, it feels the need to protect people from or protect black people that commit crimes with all their coverage. So white person commits a crime, they make sure everybody knows it's a white person, and then they spin the narrative that it's a white supremacist. Black person commits a crime, and he's not even black. In fact, he didn't even commit the crime. I've got the headlines. They're officially calling it CBS News, ABC News, Wikipedia, a car crash. They're calling it a car crash. So the media is just so evil and so racist. It's just unbelievable. Jack, thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Kim. Kim's calling in from Arkansas. Kim, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wanting to say that there's a side effect of the vaccine that they're now calling with the acronym BIDT, no vascular intravenous thrombotic transfer, something like that. It occurs after you take it. And that's my last name, so I'm a little bit nervous there.
Okay, well, I do know this. Wendy Williams, who's been on TV for years, she's taken the vaccine, and there's a bunch of commentary and rumors about what's happened to Wendy Williams. You may remember famously one day she just like zoned out and passed out on live television. It was one of the weirdest things in live TV history. Well, apparently, and there's a lot of commentary out there. I don't know what can be confirmed at this point, but other than she, it looks like Wendy Williams is no longer going to be able to host her TV show anymore. And some people are saying she has dementia. Some people are saying she's having horrible side effects from the vaccine, and so she just can't do it anymore. So it's just another incident where you didn't see any of this last year. I mean, celebrities dying left and right, athletes dying left and right, all kinds of health problems left and right, and nobody's making the obvious analysis, which is how come this is happening post-vaccine but not pre-vaccine? There is a relevance there.
Yes, and it could be ventricle, you know, but yeah, it makes me a little bit nervous that they're barring my last name for that. But
well, look, thank you for the call, Kim. I hope the best for Wendy Williams. It's sad she's not going to be able to host her TV show anymore. But, I mean, how evil is it that the media will do everything they can, even when it's their own people getting hurt by these vaccines, their own children? I mean, the left is literally watching their children get damaged by these vaccines. They're watching their loved ones die of these vaccines. And in the greatest example of Stockholm Syndrome in modern history, oh, my kid got the vaccine and died. That's why you should get the vaccine. Oh, my grandfather got the vaccine and died. That's why you should get the vaccine. Oh, you know, this person got the vaccine and died, but it could have been worse if they didn't get the vaccine. Really, what's worse than death? The hoops that they'll jump through, the levels of lies that they'll tell to protect this rollout of the vaccine. It's the greatest example of Stockholm Syndrome in modern day history. I mean, it's putting a gun to your head, pulling the trigger, blowing your brains out, and then as your soul is going up to heaven or down to hell, you're saying, I loved blowing my brains out. It's the greatest thing I ever did for my life. You should do it too. And then it's Bill Gates and Fauci wringing their hands saying, yeah, blow your brains out with that gun. It's going to be good for you. And then the left just eats it up.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.